Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tunes and tumblers, put that record on right now.
Welcome to Tunes and Tumblers by Atwood Magazine. Listening to music is more than an auditory experience. Tunes and Tumblers explores the way our senses mingle by pairing new and classic albums with cocktail and mocktail recipes. We invite you to bring out your inner mixologist as we approach the music we love from a unique, immersive, and thoroughly delicious perspective. So put up your feet and enjoy a cold one on us. I'm your host, Anthony, and it's been quite a week over here. In case you didn't tune into the very end of our last episode, and no, we won't hold it against you, we don't even get that far ourselves, we just launched a Patreon. Yes, it only took us 4 years, but that's just because we only wanted to bring you lovelies the best of everything. So if you want to listen to ad-free episodes, join the Pierogi and Pizza fan club, hear extended interviews, or just help us keep the lights on, dive into the episode description and smash that link. Oh, and please remember to stan your favorite pod responsibly. Of course, we all know that drinking alone is a sad, sad business. So I found somebody at a Limp Bizkit concert throwing her phone at Fred Durst, and she is...
Kaylin, your cocktail artist.
And our guest today is a multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist with an uncanny knack for a hook. He first caught our attention with his wacky, whimsical videos on TikTok, and it seems like we're not the only one since he boasts a combined 500,000 followers on TikTok and Instagram. Hailing from Connecticut, his love affair with music began back in 2001 when the Shrek soundtrack, and specifically All Star by Smash Mouth, changed his life forever, igniting a passion he's pursued ever since.
Didn't that change everybody's life forever, though, not just his?
We will get into that because it changed mine as well. But after earning a degree in audio engineering, he embarked on a thrilling career, including a brief but eye-opening stint at a guitar pedal manufacturing company in Nashville. But it was music that called him, leading him to create incredible tracks that transcend personal experiences and resonate with listeners on a profound level. He's here today to talk about his latest, Always Thinking About You, the music video of which dropped last Friday. Tunes and Tumblers fam, please welcome Carter Vale to the pod.
Wow, thank you so much for having me. That was a great introduction.
Written by ChatGPT, right, Anthony?
Really?
Shh, no, it was Lily.
I was literally about to say, was it not ChatGPT?
Oh, no. Sometimes I use ChatGPT as like a jumping off point. Yeah. I'm like, can you put all of these like different points I want to talk about in sentences?
Yeah.
And that's only if Lily is busy.
That's fair. Slowly being phased out.
We have to make sure we take care of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very nervous about the whole ChatGPT thing. And so, but that was fantastic. I loved the intro. I was very excited and a little uncomfortable hearing so much about myself.
I told you when you came in, I don't need you to like have small talk with me at all. I know just everything about you.
You have a binder full of notes right now.
Yeah, we're kind of creepy. We know all of the surface level stuff about artists.
Right.
We want to know how your mom hurt you.
Oof. Yes, we'll get into it. I'm ready.
You've got cocktail to drink soon enough, as long as we can get ourselves in.
And I want to mention, because we said this off air, one of the reasons you're here is because we saw your reel begging us to be on a podcast. Well, not us specifically, but begging the world.
The podcast world, yes. Yes. I just think that podcasts are a lot of fun. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't listen to a lot of music. And so no one ever invites me to be on podcasts. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Someone at some point has to ask me to be on a podcast. So I figure I'll manifest it into the world. And now here I am. It worked.
Yeah. Anthony's been obsessed with your videos for so long that when this opportunity was posted.
Obsessed is a strong word.
Every time he's like, oh my God, this cow thing.
Oh, geez.
I don't know how many times that phone has been in my face with your face on it.
I'm very excited about that.
We will get into that later. I promise it's not creepy.
Nothing creepy about it. The creepy part was the introduction. That was the scary bit.
We're going to get into your music too, but first I want to hear what everyone has been listening to recently. What has been on your Spotify playlist, music or podcast, since you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Yeah. In terms of music, let's see. You know, on the way here, I was listening to U2. I'm not usually a big U2 guy, but it came up on the radio and then I was like, well, I'm going to have to dive back into that. And so I was listening to like some of the old hits from U2. That shit rocks. I also, the most recent thing that I listened to, that or the most recent new thing that I listened to was the song Bug Art by Sweet Joey Vermouth. What? Do you guys know this person?
No.
Nope.
Oh, Sweet Joey Vermouth.
God. I'm not going to do it any justice, but he makes this bug art. He's like, it'll be like a drawing of Mitch McConnell, and then he'll like put bug stickers all over it. And this is just like, it's all on TikTok. And at the end, he'll laminate it and just throw it away. And it's the craziest shit I've ever seen. And the soundtrack to the whole thing is him. It's his song called Bug Art. And you have to listen to it. It's insane. And anyway, that's the music art I'm listening to right now.
But what else are you listening to then, if that's just
the music?
The music side.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I've been going deep on Dungeons & Dragons podcast recently.
God, yeah, such a guilty pleasure.
I love
it. They're so long.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'll listen to like 3 hours of D20, Dimension 20. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Fun fact, I worked on one of those seasons.
No way!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was the all women one.
Yeah.
That, I did the audio for that one.
Was that...
cool guy over here.
That's fucking sick. Was Brendan Lee Mulligan still DMing it?
Yeah, does he not do it anymore? Is
well,
he
no,
done?
There's like certain seasons that he doesn't DM.
Yeah, that just shows you how much I watch it / listen myself.
That's wild, man.
Please
That's so
hire me
cool.
again. Please hire me again. It was a lot of fun.
Was it a lot of fun? That's
yeah,
good.
I used to do a lot of College Humor stuff before like they downsized to a storage unit in Van Nuys.
Yeah. Now it's just Dropout, right?
Yeah, that's
I think I visited you on set once to drop off something you forgot.
That sounds like it's happened many times.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. I've probably listened to upwards of 200 or 300 hours of Brendan Lee Mulligan DMing. Like I'm pretty deep on it, and so I have a lot of questions about that. That's amazing.
Wow.
I'm glad that it was fun, because if you were like, no, it was a nightmare set, I've been like, dang it, and that just ruined hours of my life.
It was really fun. It was really great.
I feel like that's what cool. makes good content, is when you're having fun, and time flies when you're having fun too. Are we going to get into this bar soon?
Yeah, please tell me what you've been listening to, Kaylin.
I've been listening to Could Be Magic by Zoya. It's a newer song, so I haven't really listened to it to the full like 100 times capacity yet, but it gives that sort of like somebody's making you feel really nervous and excited, and it's like they know how to push your buttons, they know how to excite you, and it's just like, oh, I want that. I want somebody to make me excited like that. I want somebody that knows all my buttons and I'm just going to be excited like, oh, what are they going to do next to make me want them more? And then Silver Lining by Super Duper and Daniela Mason. It's basically a super fun, exciting, perfect for summer electronic pop song. Good to blast with, you know, the sunroof. I don't have a sunroof anymore, damn it. Windows down, going down the freeway on the way to the beach. It's perfect song for that.
Those are two great songs there. What have I been listening to? I've been listening to the new albums by Post Malone and Travis Scott, but mostly, more than that, I've been listening to the discourse about Lizzo right now.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so upset.
I'm kind of diving into this rabbit hole a little bit. I mean, if you listen to Intuit, that's Vulture's pop culture podcast, they just had like a little mini roundtable about it, which is like, you know, even if these allegations didn't happen, like she's crossing like some pretty serious lines, fraternizing with her dancers, like with her employees. She didn't set out, like the whole thing is she didn't set out to make herself like a brand. She wanted to be a singer. And so she's kind of like injecting herself in a way that most pop stars won't. It's like you got to realize at the end of the day that these are your employees and like boundary lines are going to get blurred.
Yeah, yeah, don't get up in the club with your employees. That's not okay.
Yeah, this the main takeaway, like you should just listen to this episode. It's really great. But the main takeaway is if you have anything to lose, don't go to the second location.
That's a good rule in general to not. Yeah. That's a good rule to not get murdered.
Yes. Like,
don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
Also a good technique.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a very surface level amount on the, the Lizzo stuff, but yeah, it seems disappointing and it seems like too bad. I don't know enough to like speak on it really, but it's too bad.
Kaylin's a huge fan of Lizzo. And I think more importantly about like Lizzo's platform.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. I mean, yeah. She speaks for a lot of people that don't get spoken for. And I mean, there's great artists like Beyonce, but Beyonce doesn't really represent both physically and in her life the average person, whereas Lizzo does. Lizzo comes from humble beginnings and is still humble herself, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, she's trying to hang out with her employees and shit's happening.
She's trying to be down to earth and cool, and she speaks during her shows to things that matter to the average person, and that's really what to me makes her a great artist. Not that she's a great flautist or that she's a great singer, but that she uses her platform to promote true, honest people in this world.
Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the main things we can take away from whatever it is that's happening, like even if Lizzo ends up going away in some form, and I don't think she will.
She's not going to go away.
But like, I think worst case scenario, like these ideas that she is speaking to are not going to go away. There's going to be someone after her to pick up that mantle. Like I think that the awareness that she's brought to like inclusivity and body positivity, like
she
those are going to live
on. She opened
a lot
of doors.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're bigger than her.
Yeah, the next wave of representation is definitely going to, I feel like it's going to just, it's going to be bigger and more impressive because, she's allowed like pop stars to kind of be so different, you know?
Yeah. Well, listeners, if you want to hear more of what we had on repeat, check out our YBLT playlist on Spotify. YBLT stands for What Have You Been Listening To? We haven't updated it in a while because, well, I mean, frankly, I'm pretty lazy. But if we get another 20 people to save it, I promise we'll put more music on there. Mostly Carter's music. It's just going to be Carter Vale music from here on out.
Yep.
I made it.
Every two songs will be a different song by a different artist.
Mm.
Oh, so it'll be Carter and then someone else and Carter. I don't have that much music. It's going to be a short playlist.
It's okay. We'll just repeat the songs.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. And then you get the notification from Spotify that's like, this one's already on the list. Are you sure you want to add it again?
Yes.
Did I stutter?
Do it.
Do as I say, bot.
Well, you know, y'all, it's 95 degrees outside and I really need something cold to drink. So why don't we head into the bar? In order to do that, I need to see your ID, Carter. What do you have to show the bouncer?
You know, so I didn't prepare much, but you mentioned my ring earlier as you asked if I did my homework and I said no. But yeah, I have this wonderful ring, and I guess it doesn't show that I'm over 21, but it's my family crest.
You have a family crest?
I know, right? My family is over 21. in fact, it's probably a lot older than that. Yeah, I have a family crest. I have a family motto. I'm a bougie boy.
Wait, what is your family motto?
It's Kikwa Undukwa, which means he who believes in God believes. I'm not a religious person. No one in my family is. But I guess that's from, you know, 500 years ago when we were.
I'm just impressed. You have a family.
I know.
Oh, wow. Dang. Yeah.
Not everybody has those, you know?
That's true. That's a very good point. I'm very lucky to have a family and a family motto. The pairing is fantastic.
And a
crest.
That just means you've got some history, I think.
I know. Yeah. We were French nobles way back in the day.
Ooh.
Didn't translate to now. None of that wealth trickled down. But
yeah.
The trickle down theory doesn't actually work.
Isn't that weird? Someone should contact someone about that.
What kind of history with guillotines did your family have?
Ooh, very negative, I'd assume. I mean, I don't have any specific record of a veil being beheaded. But I mean,
you wouldn't.
Statistically, it seems like I should. Yeah, that's a good point. No one.
They can't tell
no
the
veils.
Story if
exactly.
they don't have a head.
Yeah, at least someone made it out. So that's good.
Did we get in? Did the bouncer accept that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they did.
My French nobility passport.
Yeah, French nobility passport. And we don't have any guillotines in here either. So I think you're safe.
We put them away if we did have them.
Yeah.
And I think, Kaylin, we're going to need some drinks. But first, since Eric and Lily and Jamie are all MIA today, it's my job to play the music on our magical jukebox.
Don't mess it up.
I feel like all I need to do is wave my magic wand and then it just does its thing. It seems to work that way. But today we are going to be listening to Always Thinking About You by Carter Vale. A great song, a breakup song, a fun song to dance to. There's a lot going on there.
I like to dance Ooh. When I've gone through a breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much are you crying when you're dancing?
Depends. Depends on the song. This one, not at all. Hmm. This one, it's just so upbeat and summery. And it just makes me think like, yeah, I'm going to keep moving through this. I had some good times. I had some bad times. But we're gonna move on.
But you see, that actually, like, this hit me harder than most breakup songs. And I want to get into it later. Like, Kaylin and I think we had two different reactions to, like, this song. But yeah, we can get into all that later. Right now, we need something to drink. Kaylin, what have you paired with this vibe?
I have not named it yet. Anthony, you were supposed to come up with the name for me. Or maybe we can come up with it afterwards.
Oh, yeah, we got to come up. Is that part of the podcast?
Well,
it is
now. Actually,
you invented this?
Yes.
That's so exciting.
So because you obviously, you know, answered some questions, we found out some deep, deep, dark secrets about your flavor enjoyment. So this is rye whiskey and banana syrup that I made myself. Oh my God, it smelled so good in this apartment. And then I made a coconut lime tennis ball, which is your ice cube there.
Oh,
and
my God.
The first thing that you're going to do actually is you're going to lick the rim.
I always do.
The first thing is the Szechuan peppers. I ground them up so that they're a little bit easier to consume, but they're not spicy actually. It's almost like a bitter taste at first. And then you get this acidic, but it's almost like a numbing buzz feeling that you get.
Whoa.
So I liked this idea of, like, you know, you can't stop thinking about somebody and you can't get them out of their head even though they're gone. And even though you want them back sometimes, they're stuck. And that flavor sticks with you as you drink this cocktail. So enjoy. It's extra cold. I chilled the glasses and everything because it's 95 fucking degrees outside. So cheers. Enjoy the interstellar experience, which I think is what the name of the cocktail should be.
The interstellar experience?
Which I was going to ask you, what the hell is interstellar tennis?
The interstellar tennis championship? I am so excited about this.
Cheers, everyone.
It's good to chew the peppers a little bit. You know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of funky. It's a weird flavor,
for
sure.
Are we just symbolically cheers?
Yeah, symbolic, because we're too far away.
Cheers.
Cheers.mp3.
Cheers.jpg.
Tunes and Tumblrs fam, stick around, because when we come back, we're talking to Carter Vale all about Always Thinking About You and his musical journey, but mostly about bugs. Welcome back to the therapy session, Tunes and Tumblrs fam. Remember to subscribe to the show, follow our socials, and support us on Patreon. Links are all below. We're here sipping an interstellar experience with Carter Vale.
Yes.
And we're talking about breakups.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay if you sob a little. I think that, you know, when you're among friends drinking cocktails, you know, reminiscing about the good times and the sad times and the times in between.
Yeah.
It's okay to stop.
Gotta cry a little bit. No,
it's good for you.
I'm lucky that I'm a pretty happy person in general. So I'm if I start crying, that'll be pretty out of character right now. Yeah, it's funny that the Always Thinking About You song didn't start off as a breakup song. It was...
See, Anthony, I told you.
We had a whole conversation about this.
Really?
Yeah. So it's interesting because you posted the teaser to the song on your Instagram/TikTok where you were basically like, I wrote this song about a relationship and the relationship doesn't exist anymore. Anyway, here it is. And I'm like, what, did he do this all in like a week? Was this just like cathartic songwriting?
I was trying to explain to Anthony, like if he just went through a breakup a week ago, I highly doubt that he could have had a finished
No, yeah.
Song ready to go just for that.
Yeah, it was, I wrote the song like a couple months ago and it wasn't about the breakup. It was just like kind of about the relationship. And, you know, when you're writing songs, it's usually not like one-to-one about like your exact life.
Right.
And so like in the song, there's this whole part of it that's like, and this is how it ends. You know, it's like, this is the end of a relationship. And then I got broken up with and I was like, God damn it. Now this song's fucking true. Shit.
Oh, yeah. I know. Because at the beginning I listened to it a couple times before I formulated this recipe. And I was like, well, this sounds like the beginnings of like a young first starting out, this is exciting. You can't get this person out of your head. Yeah. You're in your bed alone. And I actually watched a commercial while I was watching hours of TV with my client yesterday. But we were watching this commercial and it was just like that. It was like just the fresh beginnings of something and like new relationship energy, the warm fuzzies. And these people were so excited about being in a relationship with each other. And I think it was about like laundry detergent because they ended up like the guy brings his fresh linens to her place.
Right.
And she just finished making her bed and is all excited like, oh, he's coming over. Yeah.
Advertisements that just like tug at the heartstrings. I'm such a sucker for. But then also I get so upset about them. I'm like, they shouldn't be advertising Downy like this. Like that's nonsense. That's not all right.
I think AT&T does some pretty heavy-hearted, heavy-handed emotional stuff too. It's kind of rude.
You remember the Budweiser commercials that were
which Clydesdales? Ones? The ones with
God damn it. Those freaking horses.
Their feet just flopping around. Oh,
great horses.
They are great.
Made me want a Clydesdale, even though I don't really trust horses. I don't like horses that much.
Anthony,
I don't either.
Anthony hates horses too.
Fuck horses.
Okay, so,
horses, okay.
Whoa.
This is down.
Whoa.
Fuck all horses.
Whoa. My horse, Roy, would have loved you.
He's just as tall.
I am a horse girl. My horse's name was Roy. He was very tall. I can't remember how many hands he was because they measure horses in hands.
Which is that's a very like imperial English thing to do.
Yeah.
Just how many hands is this?
Mm-hmm.
14 pinkies.
Yeah, I think
16 hands and 2 pinkies.
Yeah. I don't like that. And that's also like, it seems like horses shouldn't be around anymore, especially because that's a bold statement, but especially because we measure it in this nonsense metric.
Horses still have a lot of use these days, honestly.
If I were to make a Yelp review of a horse, it would just say too tall, 3 stars.
That's just because you're never mind.
Or just too big. Like I get around a real horse, I'm like, this thing is too big.
I know.
Anthony's not the tallest of people. So when he says something's too big, it's just like, or are you too small?
Horses are definitely too big.
They're not. They
horses
were actually, to be fair,
for sure too big.
I needed a step stool to get up on Roy the first time I rode him.
Can I throw something else out there?
Sure. About,
I think horses, owning horses are often paired with weird parenting.
I will say, I am hoping my parents listen to this and support what I'm doing. But also at the same time, aren't all of our parents like really fucking weird?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
definitely.
They're people that have no idea what they're doing when they have a kid and then they act like, oh, I did the best job ever.
Yeah.
I was the best parent. And it's like, to you.
I think that I love the, like, I feel like a lot of parents have the refrain, like, well, we did the best we could. And it's like, did you do the best you could? Like, you couldn't have tried a little harder. Now, that's not about my parents. Like, I might fucking love my parents. If they're listening right
now,
which
they
almost
certainly
will.
Okay, so you have perfect parents.
I actually, I'm lucky to have very good parents.
I mean, you did come from this, like, French wealthy family. You've got your crest and everything. Yeah.
The only
like
downside
I said,
is they were guillotined. So,
so then how are they going to listen?
It's not going to be easy. Yeah, my parents are fucking fantastic. I'm very lucky. I'm sorry. I have another horse thing. I hate to bring
you can
it back.
Keep going about horses if you want.
The first girl I ever kissed was
a horse.
Was a horse named Roy. No, the first girl I ever kissed, it was probably like sixth grade. We went into Ware Farm, which was the national park, the only national park in Connecticut. And we hiked, I swear to God, 3.5 miles into this just to kiss because we were worried that someone was going to see us.
How old were you?
I was 28. No, I wasn't
that math
probably
doesn't track.
It was probably summer going into sixth grade. So we got like deep into the woods.
That sounds dangerous for two like elementary school age children.
Wilton, Connecticut is very safe. And like the park is really nice.
They say that, and that's where people get killed.
Get murdered. Yep. Yeah. That's a really good point. As I said, I was like, someone's going to get murdered there.
Yeah, no joke. I feel like a place like Connecticut is the kind where people in California are like, oh yeah, the Midwest, the East Coast, like rural type areas. Yeah. Those are where all the creepy people live.
That's a really good point. There are a lot of creepy people. But so we did that, and then we dated for 2 weeks, and then I broke up with her over AIM, which was humiliating.
Oh,
but we broke up, and then she didn't come to school for like 3 months, and I was like, she's devastated. Turns out she got kicked in the face by her horse.
Oh no.
And so she came back to school and was like super
mangled.
Fucked up. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Poor girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
You broke up with her and then she got kicked in the face by a horse. Injury to insult, I guess is the way that would go.
Yeah, and her horse was named Taz. It was really sad.
Anthony's taking a selfie of himself with pizza because pizza is so sleepy on his lap.
Aww.
And he's trying to take a nap, but Anthony wants so badly to take a selfie.
Pizza's exhausted.
We talk about the pugs on the pod. They are our mascots.
Love it.
They are very
important
to our lives.
Yeah, that's a tier of the Patreon is you join the pizza and pierogi fan club.
Yeah,
it's actually the same as the first tier, just $1 cheaper.
I feel like we should offer up, you know, some meet and greets with the pugs.
100th, the 100th member of the pizza and pierogi fan club gets pierogi or pizza.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Anthony, they are not yours to give away.
Aww. Or no, the thing is you're going to own them like shares in a company.
Yes.
Like we are going to take care of them, but we'll send you a certificate saying that like you own a share of pizza.
Madeline, please take that out.
Do not take that out. This is canon. Like we're just it's like in Asteroid City where Steve Carell is just selling like 3x3 squares of land.
Yeah.
From a vending machine.
From a vending machine. Well, I want to draw us back. We've kind of been going off the rails, and that's great, but I want to learn more about you as a person, Carter, and
awesome.
Your music. So get on my level. The Shrek and Shrek 2 soundtracks are god tier.
They're fantastic.
Oh, yes. Also, Smash Mouth was my favorite band when I was like 11, and it's because of that soundtrack. Like, I got so into them.
Yeah.
Before that, my parents raised me on like country music and like the Forrest Gump soundtrack and Savage Garden. Those were my Savage Garden.
I don't know Savage Garden.
What?
Savage Garden had like two albums in like the late 90s, and they were like the biggest band in the world.
Have you never been to a wedding?
Truly, Madly, Deeply. You know that song?
No.
I want
sing
to
a little bit of it.
I wanna stand with you on a mountain.
Love it. Yep. Great song.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank
song.
You.
Okay.
So you do know them.
I know.
Yeah.
So also,
but yeah. Then I got introduced to Smash Mouth, and I'm like, there's other music.
Yeah.
And yeah. So like, I want to know just like, because it sounds like both you and I had like the same musical awakening moment.
I love it.
Yeah. So like, can you tell me a little bit about how you like, how that happened for you and how you started integrating that into your songwriting?
Yeah. How I started integrating Smash Mouth into my songwriting.
Everyone needs to.
Yeah. Well, every morning I wake up and I go, how can I best represent Smash Mouth in my writing today? I remember I watched Shrek, and my dad was like into music. No one in my family is a musician, but I watched Shrek and that Smash Mouth song, as well as Accidentally in Love,
yes.
The Counting Crows song. Mm-hmm. The fact that the Counting Crows were in that movie is unbelievable.
Well,
also,
actually,
didn't they get like a Grammy nomination for like Song of the Year?
I think that's their only Grammy.
Well, and Shrek was actually the first best animated feature that ever got an award for
really?
Best animated feature. It was in 2002.
It holds up remarkably well.
Yeah.
2002?
Yeah.
It
beat Monsters, Inc. And it was the very first
Holy
time
shit.
That they had that Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was a trivia question.
It's so good. Yeah, I think I watched that movie. I started doing a lot of air guitar because of it, because I was just like, man, that shit rocks. And my grandfather, who was visiting from Australia, was like, we got to get this kid guitar lessons.
How'd your grandpa get from France all the way to Australia?
No, that's the my mom's side is South African, which still doesn't explain why he's Australian.
Yeah.
But he went to Australia. And so now I have family in Australia. I have some South African family. Actually, I don't know if I have anyone left in South Africa. Yeah, so I loved that. My grandfather got me guitar lessons. I started doing a little bit of guitar lessons. And then I kind of just naturally fell into songwriting. And yeah, I don't listen to Smash Mouth as much anymore. Although it came up the other day, someone was trying to show me some Smash Mouth live performances. And I was like, I don't think I need this anymore. I think I'm okay without it now. I got what I needed to out of Smash Mouth.
They're a gateway drug into the rest of pop music.
I think the only time they ever come out up now is when I say, hey, now.
You're an all-star.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So
I actually have a question because this didn't get answered. What the fuck is Interstellar Tennis?
Interstellar Tennis Championship. Yes. That's a really good question. I wrote an EP right in the middle of COVID, like early days of COVID, I guess. And I was going totally crazy. I was living in Nashville and my girlfriend at the time was living in Los Angeles and I just spent all day alone making music. So I was going completely nuts.
We all were. We were there with you, but not.
Yeah. And so I came up with the Interstellar Tennis Championship as like a short film idea. I don't know anything about film, but I was like, maybe I could do this. And then I ended up just writing music about it instead. And I think, I don't totally understand what
it is. Is it like a back and forth thing, but the ball gets lost because you're in outer space? And so it's hard. I feel like I was trying to come up with a...
It's not a metaphor. It's not a
metaphor. I was trying to come up with something in my brain.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
I think a lot of people, some people think of it like, oh, what does this like stand for? And it's not that. It's like pure, it's like an escapism kind of thing of this is an actual tennis competition that happens in space somewhere. And
almost like in a vacuum.
Sounds like something Muse would do.
Yeah, it's just a strange concept. And then I got like emotionally attached to the whole idea. And so now I tell people I'm the Interstellar Tennis Champion and it's just become part of my persona.
There you go.
Yeah, I did a deep dive into the internet to try to figure out what it was. I even read like your blog for like a minute. I was like, I need to know what this is. Before I put a fucking tennis ball into this cocktail, I need to know. Mm-hmm. And
I'm still figuring it out.
That makes sense.
The next EP that's coming out, the one that Always Thinking About You is on, is off of the Interstellar Tennis Championship Volume 2.
Right.
So
is I Want You on there too?
It is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's
fucking earworms.
I appreciate it.
Anthony's actually been listening to just your music.
Not just his music.
You didn't let me finish. Today and yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely in Player One the other night, just like humming Melatonin.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so glad. Yeah. It's always cool to hear that like people have heard any of the music because that's exciting. Because a lot of, for most of the time you're making music, no one gives a shit about it. Or at least that was my experience. Like for the first 6 years of making music.
We're kind of coming up to the end of the interview segment, but here's a question for all three of us. We've been talking a little bit about always thinking about you and about breakups and getting through breakups, among other things, mostly other things. But I want to know, what is one thing that you wish you could tell your ex now?
What is one?
Anthony, do you want to go first?
Oh, man. There's like 50 of them.
Anthony has so many exes, honestly.
And they've all broken up with me. I'm sorry.
Anthony has had a lot of failed relationships, but he's doing good now.
Yeah, here's one for one that I know doesn't listen to the podcast. Stop lying on TikTok.
Yikes. Yikes.
That's.
No, I have this ex who like has told the story of our breakup on TikTok to like a really big audience. And I've always told her like, do what you want. She's a comedian. I'm like, do what you want. Like, get your laughs.
She does it on Twitter too, doesn't she?
Yeah, she also does that.
All the
but
mediums.
I'm just like, do what you want. Like, I'm not going to get in your way. Just like, give me a heads up if you're going to do it. And then like, I watched her reels and TikToks that got like so many views. And it's like everything that she says is accurate, but then she throws in like one or two lies that make like the situation like in her favor.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, why did you do that? Like you were the bad guy, Anthony. You were in the right here, but why did you tell these two lies? Like this doesn't make any sense to me.
Does it shed any good light on her? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it
is. That's why.
Okay.
That's
nonsense.
You know that if somebody's spewing shit that's true even, like the truth hurts. But like if somebody's saying honest things that hurt, like they still feel bad that they're shit talking, right? So they're gonna put themselves in better light even if it's untrue.
But I feel like you said this person does comedy.
Yeah,
I feel like for comedy that doesn't benefit, like, you
no,
like to be like the either hero or victim of a story isn't like funnier. Like that seems like oh man, if anything, add something to make you seem like a shittier person. Like that's what's funnier.
Yeah, make the bus hit everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's tough. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm like
super
nothing,
mad about it.
No, like everything that she does not affect me, and I'm really happy for her. Like truly. I want her to be happy because it seems like for a long time she was really, really hurt, not just by me, but by other men. And I really hope that she is able to get to a place where, like, she doesn't feel so cynical about that.
We've been
I
really hoping want this that. For her for a long time.
Yes, I really do hope this for her.
We actually saw her not long ago.
Oh, yeah. And then she told another lie to my friend who she was with. Yeah.
Is it Miranda Cosgrove?
Yes,
is
it's this... Miranda Cosgrove. Yeah, but, like, I really want her to be happy. And, you know, you can be honest about what happened. Like, it does not paint me in a good light. So just, you know, get your laughs, do what you need to do, but be honest about it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Something you'd like to say to your ex?
I think something I'd like to say to my first ex, I'm
the
sorry about the horse.
One.
Yeah, I'm sorry about getting kicked in the face by a horse. And I'm sorry for breaking up with you over AIM. AIM. That's no good. As for the other exes, I feel like I'm on pretty good terms with most of them. Like, I think I have one ex that I think it ended badly, and I'd probably say, hey, sorry about that, but they're off doing their own thing. I think for the most part, I've been lucky to have pretty amicable breakups, and they've all been pretty good. And I have
lucky bitch.
I am a pretty lucky bitch. That's kind of my whole shtick is being super lucky with that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't think I have anything to say that, like, that's burning deep, any like serious regret that I'm like, I fucking should have done this in a specific relationship. So I think it's the horse thing. I think I say I'm sorry about Taz, and I'm sorry for breaking up with you on AIM.
I think I'll go with my high school ex. I'm sorry that I ate all of the Sour Patch Kids in a day that you got me while you were out of town. It was like a Costco bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
goodness.
Ate it all in a day and we couldn't make out the next day. So I'll say sorry for that. Because my mouth was literally raw.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have this thing. I need to continue eating them. Even if it hurts, they just like that sort of mouth-watering sour, and then you've got this chewy stick to your teeth. I just couldn't stop, and it was literally like this like 2-pound bag that I ate in a matter. I was in high school. I had a faster metabolism back then. I was on the swim team. You know, it went down easy, and then the next day we couldn't make out, and
bleh.
I felt really bad about it.
Bleh. I understand, though. Sour Patch Kids are delicious.
They are. Mm-hmm.
I always give Anthony the yellow ones.
Oh.
Because she hates me.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No, it's because I don't like the yellow and green ones. So, like, if I'm in
those
the movie theater.
Those are also my least favorite ones.
Yeah, but you take them anyway.
I'm if I open something, if I open like a pack of chips or something, I have to go through the entire thing, which is why I don't really buy any of that kind of stuff. Like if I open
gotta
the 2-pound
snack
bag,
size.
That doesn't like if it comes in a pack of like 12 snack size ones, I'm going through the entire
thing. No,
I'm saying
just buy one snack size one.
I'm never going to buy one snack size thing. I usually go like no snacks. And then, like, one day someone will be like, hey, let's get these, like a family-sized bag of Takis, and I'll fucking
oh, that's
this
that
thing.
Is
that
literally
is dangerous.
Yeah,
Anthony is
sweat,
literally that.
Like, yeah.
If he has, like, if we're at a if we're
I'll
at
have
a party,
one Taki, and then the bag is gone.
Yep.
Yeah, if
that's
we're at a party
the
and there's
way.
Chips on the table, Anthony will stand there at the bowl of chips and just eat all the chips.
Okay, well, my brother is like a very fancy guy. And he's older than me, and he works in journalism, and he's a jet setter, and he flies all over the place and he does stuff. And he invited me to a party. He was visiting Los Angeles, and he invited me to a party up in the hills. And I was like, I'd love to go, Harrison. This sounds so exciting. And I get to the party, and they have this whole spread of like delicious foods and like figs and stuff. And my brother is trying to introduce me to people. And I have like a couple too many drinks and eat every single fig at the party.
Oh,
to the
my
point
God.
When someone like, and I wasn't talking to anyone. I was just, I polished off 35 figs. And no one else was eating it because it was one of those parties where like that's not the thing. Like no one's eating all this stuff.
You're not supposed to actually eat the beautiful spread.
And I fucking housed it. And someone came
somebody
to,
had to.
Someone came to my brother and was like, is that your brother going to town on the charcuterie board? And he was like, yes, that is. And so I haven't been invited back, but there you have it.
You can let your brother know I won't eat the entire charcuterie board if he wants to invite me to a party in the hills.
Yeah. They're fun. They're good. I'll both figs are delicious and parties in the hills are fun. So.
I haven't been to one of those in a while. There was a time in my life when I was in my 20s that I have a friend. She and I would get invited to these types of parties because she and I came as a pair.
Mm-hmm.
We were these hot, skinny young girls that always wore skimpy dresses and made out. And so we got invited to like all these fancy parties all the time. And I miss that. I miss that time in my life. Yeah, your 20s only last so long. Take advantage of all the parties with the fig.
20s only last exactly 10 years.
When you turn 30, when you turn 30, everything feels the same as your 20s, except like you want to go home a lot sooner.
Well, and nobody invites you to things as much.
Yeah. Mm, I'm a home early guy. At like now, I go to bed like 10:30 every night.
Don't go to
the
second location.
That's because you do so much stuff.
I do a lot of stuff, yeah.
And you need the energy when you wake up in the morning, with the halo hanging
from the four-post
bed. Yeah. Is that?
And I think that's a good place to transition to our next part of the show. Who would like to, before we call it a day, play a little game of hashtag mood?
Me.
Absolutely,
I'd love to.
What is hashtag mood, you ask? Hashtag mood is a game we like to play at the end of every show to flex our playlist building skills. What we're going to do is go over to the Tunes and Tumblers inbox, where we have messages from fans of the show, fans of Carter, people who got the wrong number and were like still trying to ask us to do stuff.
There was one in another language.
Yeah, that happens from time to time. But what we're going to do is take some of those suggestions. These are things that people are going through in their lives, things that are on their mind, shower thoughts, big boy little thoughts. And we're going to try to pick some songs to match that mood. And I've actually got a couple here picked out that I want us to do. But also I dropped my notes and I don't know where it went. Here it is. So this is a fan of yours, Carter. It's at __G_Rod. And then another couple underscores who wants
primarily underscores,
mostly underscores. And this person wants a playlist for a 2000s teen coming of age film.
So am I might wait.
You're just picking one song. Pick two.
Pick two
songs. Usually, when we've got like a big group, then everyone picks one. But let's do two.
Do two. I think. Oh, you know what? A great song. This isn't 2000s, but I feel like it would fit perfectly in that. The song "Oom Shalala" by Haley Hendrix. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, give it.
I feel like it sounds familiar.
It's a great song, and it would be great as an intro to a movie. I feel like it would hit so hard.
When you're doing like all the overhead shots of like the school and the town and
exactly. Yeah. It should be in like the opening to Booksmart. Have you guys seen Booksmart?
I fucking love Booksmart.
Such a good movie.
There is this really odd part where these Barbies are undressing themselves in the mirror before like they walk out of the room, and it's like a Toy Story moment where the Barbies are like undressing themselves. It was really odd. It's like a stop motion very
in Booksmart?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It's one of those moments that nobody remembers. And when I was playing trivia, it was one of those things where you have to name the movie that this scene came from. And we were all like, what the fuck? No, I know what it's from. I don't know the name of it.
I don't remember that at all.
It's one of those things that it would just go over your head. You wouldn't even have to think about it ever again until somebody reminds you. And it's weird. It's like they're not real Barbies. They're kind of like ugly knockoff looking Barbies. And then one of them's in a nurse outfit and she's just like, oh, I'm getting undressed. It's really weird. Anyway.
What are your... Okay, so that's one song.
Yeah. And it has to be 2000. It should be 2000s music. Yeah.
Like it doesn't 2000s. Have to be.
We can also take out all of the dead space so you sound real smart.
Yeah. I'm going to be silent for 8 minutes while I look for a song. Interesting. I think, you know, it's actually, it's not 2000s, but one of my favorite songs that feels like a coming of age kind of song is Simulation Swarm. I like that song a lot.
Who's that by?
By Big Thief.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Simulation Swarm by Big Thief is a great one. I think those might be my two for now. I might throw in one.
So I'm gonna go with Teen Dream by Beach House. It's not a 2000 song, but Beach House.
We're not
is
even choosing
2000 great.
Songs here.
No, but the other one has to be. So it's Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC.
Yeah,
that is my favorite NSYNC song, and I was never an NSYNC girl. I actually, when I was 10 years old, my dad bought me and my sister and his ex-wife tickets to go. She wasn't the ex at the time. tickets to go see Backstreet Boys at the what was called the Arrowhead Pond. I will forever call it the Arrowhead Pond in Anaheim. And we got to see Backstreet Boys live.
Backstreet Boys wow. and Beach House double feature.
Oh, wow. That would be so tight. I would be so excited. Anthony has some fun Backstreet Boys stories that he's told in past episodes.
Yeah, go into that. That's into your cue archives. To listen to all 146 episodes until you find it.
Yeah, it's yeah. it's actually we're gonna make you get a prize if you can name what the episode
yes.
is.
In fact,
hit us
you,
up in our DMs.
Yes,
we'll give you some merch.
If you are able to find the episode and time code where I mention like the time that I met the Backstreet Boys, you get a special prize that we will come up with.
And it's not the pugs.
You can have a share of the pugs.
No. Yeah.
1/5 of pugs.
I'll let you pet them. You can take home some of their glitter.
All they're trying to do is build equity in the pugs.
Yeah.
So as their value increases, so does the value of their shares.
Hmm. What would you value the pugs at right now? What's the valuation
well,
currently?
This boy,
what's the market cap for these
pugs?
This
boy cost $1,400. I mean, he's a rescue, but he was $1,400 because we had to fly him from South Korea
so
to be here.
Sleepy. Sweet he
pizza.
Literally is like, put me back down.
Yeah. Pizza, you're
he's
expensive.
He's so tired.
Okay,
oh,
so
he's
my,
back down.
We bought him 4 pierogi, to be fair, and he was the most expensive gift you could buy your child.
Oh,
so let me think. My two songs. There was a point in like 2003 where every movie trailer had a Michelle Branch song in it. So I'm going
Make
to do Everywhere by Michelle Branch because that song is still a banger to this day. I used to listen to that album all the time while I was playing Beyond Good and Evil on the GameCube.
Is
and
Michelle
if that doesn't date me to like 2003, I don't know what does.
Is Michelle Branch the one that did White Houses?
I don't know. I don't think so. I
That's
listened
the one
to her,
where she like lost
I
her
had
virginity.
Her album, I had her album, The Spirit Room, which I really, really loved.
When I was in high school, I had a mixtape that somebody made for me. It wasn't a mixtape. It was a CD of a bunch of different songs. And I literally, that was that CD and one other that was burned for me. It was All Incubus was the other one.
Oh, hell yeah. Oops, All Incubus.
Oops, All Incubus.
I keep mixing them up. Vanessa Carlton did
yeah,
White Houses.
Yeah, everyone mixes them up.
It's because they're like constantly. The same person from the same time.
I want to throw one more in the ring.
Do it.
Donna Lewis's I Love You Always Forever.
Yes. My mom actually had that CD.
I don't know the rest of the songs on the CD, to be fair, but I love that song.
I don't either.
And I think having I've always wanted to do a cover of that song in its current
iteration.
You
probably should.
I know. It's
now
such
that
a good
you've
song.
Said it, you've put
it's,
it
I've
out.
I've spoken it into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. One more song. So I'm keeping it with 2003 and cool. going back to our brief talk about Smash Mouth. I'm going to pull from their 2003 album. The opening track of that is called Hang On, and it was never a hit of theirs, but it should have been. It should have been a hit. It was just so catchy. Like they just blast out in the chorus, and it's like this song about like just hang on, everything's gonna get better. And if that doesn't scream like 2000s teen coming of age film, I don't know what does. So yeah, that's another album that I would listen to while playing Beyond Good and Evil on the GameCube. So
on the old GameCube.
Yeah, in my room I had one of those box like combination TV VCRs, and I would just plug my video game system into that.
I mean,
that's
if we're gonna,
memory.
I want to do one more because everybody else did one more. I'm gonna do Waterfalls because
TLC?
Honestly, yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Nobody else does that song better than TLC, and I actually went to a TLC and New Kids on the Block at the Forum. Like I feel like this was like maybe 8 years ago. I got to see who left from TLC.
If we're all doing three, then my last one is Cry Me a River.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 A little Timberlake.
Yeah. Because you need something for like, you know, the moment where like the two leads reunite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Cry Me a River is where they fall apart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's it.
It's not a happy ending.
It can never be.
Yeah. That brief moment where everything is lost.
Sometimes they're happy endings. It depends on your masseuse.
Okay.
Incredible.
How do we feel about this playlist? Is this a good playlist for our underscore person?
I think so.
Underscore person.
Underscore
G underscore Rod and then two more underscores.
I think it's a pretty good playlist. And also maybe throw in that song that's like, look around the world, pretty baby, is it?
Yes.
I think that's got to be in every 2000s.
Roll to Me. Who did that?
I got this.
Roll to Me. It's not like Spin Doctors, but it's someone like that.
It's someone like that. It's not is it's and not Bodine's, right?
No,
it's not.
I've ever seen.
Roll to me is
it's Delamitri.
Delamitri.
I would have never guessed that. That's a made up name. That's wild.
Sorry.
Delamitri.
It's on my tearing up my heart playlist.
That's a Bernstein Bears moment of like that didn't exist until you spoke it into existence.
Right. Okay, one more mood, and this one actually comes to me because I've been feeling this mood for the past 2 days. 2 days ago my Instagram account was hacked and I can't get back into it, and
now he's hiding out in his pandemic project.
Yeah, I rebranded like this abandoned pandemic project Instagram, and I rebranded it as myself. And I'm like, while my normal account is trying to sell you crypto, this is where I'm hanging out. So your Instagram account has been hacked, and you're being forced to hang out on a burner account, and you're really sad and hoping things are going to work out.
I immediately have one. It's evicted by Wilco.
Oh my God.
Wow, that was a good choice. Oh, so
and then Optimist by Beach Friends.
Wow, you had this ready to go.
Actually, you were so fast with that.
They were brand new songs that were on my release radar this week. You know, Beach Friends is coming up with new stuff. Wilco's coming up with new stuff. I love listening to artists' new music, especially artists that I already listen to. I like keeping up with whatever they're creating. And so these are two songs that were literally right next to each other on my like recently added songs of new that actually came out this past week. So
I think, yeah, you look like you got something ready, Carter.
I think I have something ready.
Do it.
If we're talking, the situation is I'm out of my Instagram account. Something's going dramatically wrong. I think the song I'm going for is So Busted by Culture Abuse. Song fucking slaps.
Anthony, does it feel so busted?
It's real busted.
Yeah. That, yeah, I think, and the refrain of that song is, because life is so busted. My car is so busted. And it just keeps listing things like that. And it's a very high energy, great song.
My rent, so busted.
Exactly.
Ooh, do you have another one?
I think Keep Your Head Up by, who's that by?
Keep your head up.
No,
that one
by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
Yes,
you know that song.
I fucking love them so much.
I want to go to.
I've been to New Orleans so many times, but I've yet to go to Preservation Hall, and I really want to go. There was like a moment like 4 years ago where they like blew up into the mainstream, and they were playing like every festival.
Yeah, it's that song is unbelievable. Are you familiar with that song in particular? It's so good.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I listen to that in the car all the time, and it's like
they're so good.
Feels amazing.
I think for me, I'm like oscillating between two moods that I'll explain with songs.
Cool.
The first song is going to be Not Today by Blossom. It's Blossom, but without all like any of the vowels.
It's Blossom.
Blossom, yeah.
Yes, we saw them play at Life is Beautiful last year. And basically, they're just listing off like all the things in their life that are busted, but like they're not going to let it get them down. Like, I say, like, all these things are going wrong, but I say, not today.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I feel like that. And then sometimes I feel like Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer when he says, when he sings that Cure-esque song, Somebody Kill Me. So I'm fine, everyone. I'm not going to kill myself over an Instagram account.
Solid combination. That's a wild playlist right there. I like
that. Keep an eye on Anthony for the next 24 hours. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm under observation. But, you know, if you listeners have a mood of your own, why not drop by our Instagram DMs? We're always taking moods, but also we ask for them anytime we have an artist who's about to join us. We also have a hotline that people haven't called in a while. That is 626-604-6477. I know that a lot of people get like scared about leaving their voice on a voicemail box because it's the 2020s. But also, if you do that, we are going to prioritize your moods. So
I love that you guys have a voicemail, but that's awesome.
Yeah. We actually got spam the other day. It was some other, I don't even know what language it was in. I listened to it twice and I was like, what the fuck was that?
That was me leaving a message.
It was not an Anthony voice. It was odd. It was pizza.
We still don't think he
came from South Korea.
We don't think that's why he doesn't listen to us.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't actually speak English. He still speaks Korean.
That's understandable. That's kind of cool.
Well, unfortunately, it's that time to shut down the bar. This bar is only open for about an hour at a time
once
a week and in the morning.
Yikes.
No wonder we're not doing enough business.
Can I say it?
Yeah, why not?
Closing time.
Okay.
That's it.
I thought you were going to keep. I thought it was
going to be the whole song. No, that's it. That's all I'm going to do.
But before they kick you out and force you to go to the second location, I want to know what's up for you. What do you have to plug?
I think if you are inclined to listen to music, which if you're listening to this podcast feels like what it feels like you are inclined, go listen to Always Thinking About You. It's a song that I like a lot, and I'm excited about it being out in the world. Aside from that, depending upon when this podcast actually comes out, maybe the whole EP is out already. When does this podcast come
out? This will come out on Wednesday.
It will be before the new EP. The new EP is September 12th, right?
I think, yeah, September 12th.
Yeah. And when are you going to perform some of this stuff live?
I want to do some shows out in LA soon. The problem is most of my band's out in Nashville, and so it's very expensive to fly them out. But I hope to have a show
in
September.
Get a Patreon. It supposedly helps.
I haven't seen the proof yet. I had one for a week, and then I was like, I don't know if I have the time to make more content specifically for Patreon, but I might reboot it. So listen to Always Thinking About You. I'm in the process of creating the next EP, which I'm super excited about. I can't say what it's called yet, but I'm fucking amped about it.
We're amped.
Yeah, and so yeah, listen to music, listen to other artists as well, and call into this show's voicemail, because I love the idea that you guys have a voicemail. It's so fun. Mm-hmm.
We're that cool.
You guys are that cool.
Oh yeah, sorry. That's what I meant to say. Oh no. That's before our time, sir.
Well, Carter,
don't fax me anything.
Thank you so much for coming out on a Sunday morning to enjoy cocktails with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting trashed with us on a Sunday morning.
Yeah,
Sunday
fun day. Stuff to do, goddamn.
Sunday fun day.
And thank you all for listening to Tunes and Tumblers. Tunes and Tumblers is an Atwood Magazine podcast and a member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on every platform. Also, please rate and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. It helps us out so much. And if you go into the episode description and scroll to the very bottom, you can sign up for our Patreon, as we've been saying a lot. Every dollar goes to keeping the lights on and getting supplies to make these delicious drinks. Plus, there are tons of perks for you to enjoy. Tunes and Tumblers was produced this week by Madeline May while Drew is finding himself somewhere in the desert, and researched by Lily Eason. Jamie Kahn handles all of our digital content. Our theme song is by the band New New Girlfriend, who is actually playing at the Hotel Cafe, I think later this week. So go.
Are we going to go see them?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Our hashtag mood jingle comes to us from Jacob Jeffries and Jesse McGinty. And until next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We were sitting in the kitchen at your brother's barbecue. I make my way into the backyard. I am diving in the pool because I want you. Potential. Yes, I think too much. We're surrounded.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.